everyone. Welcome back to the Women in Worship podcast. Thanks so much for joining in today as we continue our conversation with Sarah Reeves.
Yeah. So, and you talk about community, and really that's what Women in Worship is all about. Mm-hmm. It's just community and conversation and, hey, how did you do this? How can we help you? How can you help me?
Yeah.
Because we all get in those places to where we all need help.
Yeah.
And we need that iron sharpening iron.
Yeah.
We got to have that.
Yeah.
You got to have that. So how has the community, you know, even if it's at the belonging, because that seems to be where your community is right now,
mm-hmm.
how has that maybe helped you, even like being out on the road?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel probably a little separated maybe when you're gone for a while and then you come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the fact that it's on Tuesdays really helps that. Like, yeah. It's on Sundays now, mm-hmm. too.
Right.
But most of, like, the touring musicians and even for myself, like, I'm not really gone during the week. It's just on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to, like, travel and then come back and still go to church
mm-hmm.
midweek and have the same experience that the people on Sunday had,
yeah.
is like, it's amazing that's like an option, you know, because
yeah.
there's not many places that do that. It's
yeah.
perfect for Nashville.
I don't really
yeah.
know anywhere
yeah.
that does
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
yep.
you still get that rhythm and you still have the support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know, I think, and they have like connect groups and all of that stuff too, but I think you just kind of naturally, like, find your people. Because it is, like, a big...
Sure.
It's big now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even sometimes I walk
yeah,
in and I'm just
down.
Like...
Yeah.
Who are all these people?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I've been there from the beginning. I'm
yeah.
just, like... Sometimes it's intimidating walking in. And I'm just like, where are my friends?
I love it.
But I think what I love about the culture that they've... built at our church is it really is, it lives up to the name, the belonging, because like they just encourage people to like don't like stand off in a corner, and if you see someone standing off
mm-hmm.
in a corner, like go talk to them. And even before I led worship, I was a greeter,
right?
And I just
yeah.
was like, I just would go up, and that's so not my personality, but I would just go up to people and just be like, hi, you know, they're not gonna like snap on you.
Yeah.
If anything, they're probably glad someone came to talk
right.
to them. And so it's just like, we never start right on time, like, on as far as the worship. Like, it starts at 7:30, but then they won't really start until, like, 7:45, because the whole point of church is, like, not when the service... Like, the service starts when people walk in the door. Like,
right.
that's
yeah.
church.
Right.
And, like, just talking to people and getting to know people, like, that is how you build community.
Yeah.
And like they even kind of curtained off the chairs before worship starts, because it's like, it's so easy to just walk
yeah,
into
I
church.
I love that they do this.
That
it's
is a
so
cool
easy
thing.
To walk into
it makes
church
you conversate
and
with
sit
yes.
yeah.
and wait.
I love it.
But no.
like yeah.
we actually just almost not forcefully, but it's just like very like, listen, this is let's redefine what church means.
Yeah,
you know?
That's okay, though. I didn't even, the idea of it being not even forced from a negative word, but
yeah.
forced from sometimes we just need that little push.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
Yeah.
I feel like
it is
everything that they
yeah.
preach there, they're very intentional in how they organize their services
yeah.
to
well,
make sure
if,
that they're living them.
If we're all honest with ourselves, even, I mean, just coming, stepping outside of even this scenario where it's been created for you, but just even having that little push, we need that in our worship leadership. We need
yeah.
that in
yeah.
just our community, our everyday life. We need that with the lady at the checkout line at Target. You know,
yeah.
like just that push of being able to say, hey, I'm almost a discipline, but the good kind of discipline that says, hey, I want to walk in and I actually want the community.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
when we want something like that, like a community, we have to make that effort.
Mm-hmm.
Because our natural tendency, especially if you're a natural introvert, which I'm not, but I notice much of the time that folks that have a really hard time with community aren't always as intentional, or in their intention,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, are selective with their intention. And I love that it's in every time, all the time, you know, each moment that we want to seek out community, we have to be okay with the uncomfortable.
Totally.
Yeah.
Even before.
Yeah.
Even beforehand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Hey, I want to ask a question. I want to go all the literal way back to the beginning okay. of this whole entire podcast, because you said something and I was like, ooh, we have these conversations all the time, where you were talking about how when you first started singing and leading, that you were always trying to go song, mm-hmm. versus like, and then you said, fine, if I'm going to have to say something, I'm just going to pray.
Yeah.
We had a lot of questions about how to make that turn, or how we lead in those moments, or how, when, what's the best way to handle it? Like, where do you, so mm-hmm. when you made that, because you're naturally somewhat, obviously, soft-spoken until you get rolling, and then you're an open book, which is incredible. And I think a lot of us are that way to an yeah. extent, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But especially someone that is just stepping into that gifting or recognizing that on their life, and they have these opportunities, is there something that just helped it click inside of you, or discerning that moment, or any type of encouragement of someone just trying to take that turn from I'm just singing song two to like leading that moment through the set? So just like you were talking about, so we can usher in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I think it really is just like listening to, as cliche as this sounds, like I think every time I step onto a platform, or if I'm in ministry in any way, I just ask the Holy Spirit. I'm just like, what do you want to say mm-hmm. through me? And like, what is the spirit in this room right now? Or like, what do these people need? You know, yeah. it's like I try to take the focus off of myself, you know, because yeah. so many times we're in our head mm-hmm. and we're like, right. oh, am I singing on key? Am I playing the right chords? And that's important. That's what rehearsal's for.
Right.
But like, to just be at the point where you can just really, I think it gets better the more you do it, the mm-hmm. more natural it becomes. I still struggle. Like, I get on stage and I'm like, what am I going to say today? Like, I don't even know. But it always comes, you right. know, and I think it's just leaning on the Holy Spirit to just be like, okay, like, speak through me. And maybe it is just a prayer, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it starts with a prayer, and then something yeah. comes, and you're just like, I feel like someone needs to hear this right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to be, like, the pastor on stage, you right. know?
Yeah.
Right. So don't, like, you don't have to go off on a tangent. But right. just a little thing, just a little sense of, encouragement. Like, encouragement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what people need. I don't know who told me this. Maybe it was Henry from our church, but he's just like, don't lead for the people in the first couple rows. Like, think about the people in the very back.
Yeah.
And like, lead those people too. Because, you know, naturally the people yeah. that are in church all the time, they're going to be the ones that are in it.
Yeah.
On the first two rows. Well,
those are the people that you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the people that you see.
Or, I mean, you just can't see the whole
yeah.
room.
But yeah, like, that's good. You know, the single mom that just walked into the back, you know, and she's late, and she had to take her kid to children's church, and she's, you know, frazzled. Like, what does she need to hear today? Mm-hmm. You know? And the struggling married couple that just got in an argument on their way to church, you know, like, yeah. which has been me multiple times.
many times.
But just, like, I think church, for me at least, when I walk in, it's just this, like, you know, like, I just want to, obviously, I want to enter in and, like, worship, but I also do feel like it's this refresher, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's like, okay, like, I can just be and, like, receive and also, like, give my praise to God, mm-hmm. but, like, mm-hmm. I want to be in that headspace. And so I just think about that, like,
yeah.
just, I don't know, and even sharing, like, things that I read in Scripture sometimes, like, mm-hmm. just about worship, like, just, for the longest time, I shared about Paul and Silas. That was like my go-to.
Are you talking about that jail cell?
Oh my gosh. But that's like
that was shaking. And the Holy Ghost.
Whenever I traveled, it was like, that was my go-to scripture.
Yes.
I'm like, Paul and Silas, you know? Yeah. Like they're standing in the cell.
Hey, that's still a scripture. And, great story.
Honestly, like finding those stories, like,
yeah.
I know, like, sometimes it can get redundant, but, like, yeah. people need mm-hmm. reminders of, like, okay,
really
like,
true.
You may
yep.
be the only one in this place. Like, mm-hmm. it may not be a church where people are, they may not even know what or how to worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's, like, all it takes is just one person to enter in and, like, to just be that light.
Mm-hmm.
And it not only sets that person free, but all the other people around them,
yeah,
like, are set free. Like, not yeah. everybody, but, like, that's what happened to Paul and Silas, and yeah. that's why I reference that scripture so yeah. much. But, yeah, that's a long
answer. Well, it's just like going back and reading the same story over and over, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit shows you something new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like totally. God is, like, limitless.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a new facet, there's a new, it's almost like there's a new character trait that you didn't know, but you do yeah. know, mm-hmm. fruits of the Spirit, you know, yeah. you know his character. But it's like, oh, wow. It just hits you different for the different, mm-hmm. you know, time that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, but talking about scripture, do you have, like, a favorite? Okay, so my favorite is, like, Philippians 4.
Yeah.
6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a scripture that has I've held on to for years. Mm-hmm. Do you have one of those?
I mean, yeah, I
are
have.
25 million of them?
I think
she does. It is Paul and Silas.
I think, I'm honestly, just kidding. That's Jesus one of my favorite scriptures.
Elise, you're actually, killing it over here.
I've been on tour with Crowder like a few times, and we would be in Q&A's every day, and people would ask this question, what's your favorite Bible verse? And I think he's the one that was like, Jesus wept. But then he would go into this like deep theological like yep. behind it, and it was just like so unexpected, but yeah, it just reminded me of that. I mean, Romans 8:28 has always been like my favorite since I was a kid, which is God works all things together for good to those that love him, to those that are called mm-hmm. according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. That's like always been my favorite. But I think it changes, you know, just yeah. depending on yeah. what season
the season.
The season.
Hey, so funny story, guys, before this started, we were talking about the word season and how much we use it. So that's laughing about it.
So the title of this podcast
is not season.
I love Snobby Sarah. That was Snobby Sarah. The title of this podcast is not called season.
Sarah has many like facets and voices, and you just have to like be patient. And then yeah,
it comes
they
out
start showing up.
Okay. We're going to name that one Snobby Sarah.
Okay, I want to switch gears because I want to talk about Philip, your husband. I love her husband, Philip. I feel like, you know, through thick and thin and everything that you guys have been through, like, you really are a team. And mm-hmm. I feel like he doesn't get enough credit for everything that he does to keep, you know, the Sarah Reeves world
running.
But there's a lot of people that do life, not just do life, but do ministry with their spouse. And so mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, like, through all those seasons, like, do you have any advice in, like, how you guys have worked out a system, and just talk about that for a minute.
Oh, man, I feel like we're still figuring it out. No, so we do work together, but we are kind of in two different ways. Like, I'm on the creative side, and he's the business side, mm-hmm. and he's my manager. And so he like kind of makes my world go round. So like while I'm in rooms writing mm-hmm. every day, he's like making sure everything is like going fine on the business mm-hmm. side and making things happen. And so we do kind of come back around at the end of the day and like, okay, you know, I show him songs and he tells me about his day and all that stuff. But like for the most part, I feel like we've kind of found this groove, you know, whereas it used to be when I was independent, we would work at home every single day and we would just be like always talking, always communicating. We would, even if we went on dates, we would still be talking about work, and we still do to an extent.
Yeah.
But it just like everything became about the work mm-hmm. and yeah. it was hard to like really just like, you know, put that aside and focus on one another. But we've really just had to be intentional about, you know, just finding our thing that we like to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
we like to go, like, take our... We have two Labradoodles.
They are just the center.
Okay, the $2 thing here is crazy. We get off the elevator, we meet a girl that's got this massive dog and two dogs. Elise has two dogs, and now you have two dogs.
You have to have a buddy.
You have to
I am not buying Pippi.
You have to have
my
puppies.
Shizu, a friend.
Honestly,
you're not buying Pippi a Shih Tzu. We are. We're buying
her friend. No, I honestly feel like having two dogs is easier than one.
Yes.
Because they have each other, and I'm not, like, when I'm gone all day, I'm not thinking about, like, oh, poor little Jasmine, she's all alone.
Yes.
They have each other to, like, play together. Yeah. I don't even know what goes on.
And Anthony and I sit over here like, yeah, yeah.
y'all live your life. Anyway. So you're saying you like to do that together. You like to do
that. Yeah, so we like to like go for a walk and like go to the park and like go, and we love food and finding restaurants. I love to cook, so I love just like cooking an amazing meal. I try to make an amazing meal.
What's your favorite meal? What's your favorite food?
My favorite food to eat or to cook?
To eat and to cook.
I love Mexican food. It's my favorite.
Okay. And is that your favorite to cook as well?
It depends. Yeah, I do like making it. But I also love, I don't know, it just depends on my mood. I love Asian food. I love Italian pasta,
of course. You made steak last night. And southern green beans and scalloped potatoes. If you follow her Instagram.
I did see you on Instagram cooking one time.
Shameless plug, she does Cooking with Sarah. And I'm trying to get, her to make
this
a regular thing.
Is this a highlight?
I do have a highlight for my steak.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think I highlighted the other ones the other night.
Oh, no. We need theme music for this. Yes. This needs to be a thing.
I know.
Wait, what's your alter ego when you do the cooking? What's her name?
Sarah Beth?
Yes!
You know the character on Snapchat where they have like the lips that...
Yes.
Yeah, like,
I have the southern... It's like the... Maybe like the 15-year-old version of myself.
Yes.
It's like super southern, like Alabama. Like, her name is Sarah Beth.
Just say like me.
Yeah. Her name
is
Sarah Beth.
It's even more. Like, I just go extreme with it. And, yeah, so I haven't done that in a while. I need to bring her back.
Yeah, we miss Sarah. But...
Well, that's so good to hear that you guys are in a good place now and you're kind of figuring that out. Because I've been married for 16 years. Bethany's been married for how long?
15.
Yeah. And
oh, my gosh.
It's just rough patches sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, just really rough guys.
She said that so casually. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm trying not to burn my house down. I'm just done. That was snobby Lee. There's just some rough patches.
Nice way of putting it.
No, rough seasons.
Rough seasons. Very seasonal.
Yeah.
I think what we're doing now is we're going crazy on this podcast.
We are. I love it.
Do you have a funny story? Like, you can tell us it happened on
stage?
This is it.
This is going to be our it.
Yeah.
One embarrassing.
Because Bethany has one in a broom closet that one day you've got to hear, but do you have anything?
I do have one.
Okay, we're ready. 3, 2, 1.
So this was on a tour in... It may not be as funny, like, saying it now as it was then. It may have just been one of those things where you had to be there. But anyways.
Yeah, just try.
Let's try. If not, we'll just edit, delete.
No, this is staying in there.
Have you ever heard of the tour Winter Jam?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was on that tour in 2016 or 2017. And every night they do Q&As. And there's probably 200 or 300 people that are in there, like teenagers or whoever, all ages. And they were doing this Q&A, and the question, I don't remember who it was that asked it, but like everybody has like their turn to ask questions. And somebody said, what's the first thing you do when you go home or when you get home from the road? And so on this specific tour, it's all arenas. And so every day we would shower in these, like, well, we wouldn't take group showers, but it was this group locker room. So yes. Like, we would take turns, and it was like, you know, you don't know if you're going to have cold water or any water, and, you know, we're on buses, and it's just, like, gross.
It's not as glamorous as people think.
It's not glamorous, no. Yes. And you're sharing a dressing room. At the time on that tour, I think there were 27 girls. So we would be in, like, sometimes it was this size of a room, like, not that big. And we were all sharing, like, all taking turns showering and stuff. Sometimes I wouldn't even have time to shower. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, like, shower. And then the other thing was to, like, be with my husband, you know, because he wasn't on tour with me. And I just was like, I want to, like, spend time with him. Somehow it came out in front of all these teenagers to shower with my husband. And I didn't mean it like that. Then I was just like, I was trying to back up, and I was like, but if I wanted to, I could, because I'm married. And everyone was like,
the back of the room, places her hands over the child's ears, and just cracks them out.
Yeah.
Who is this Sarah girl?
Well, there
so
we go.
Mom would say,
we are not buying her t-shirt.
It was actually in, I think it was in Birmingham.
Oh,
great.
Or it could have been Mobile. Or it was in
Let's say Mobile.
Either or. Hey, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a blast. Yes, come back soon.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us in these conversations with our friend Sarah Reeves. We have absolutely loved getting to know her and hear her heart for ministry and the local church and community. And we hope that you were blessed by tuning in to these two episodes. Hey, do us a favor and subscribe to the Women in Worship podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Every little click helps us to continue pushing the mission of the heart of community and conversation forward. And also, don't forget to check us out on Instagram. Make sure you follow, where you can get daily encouragement and interaction and maybe even meet some new friends. We will see you guys next time.